The Lyot Contacts of Professor Hernandez, Part 13. Conclusion. It seems to this publisher that the most fitting conclusion to this report is in fact a letter to Wendell Stevens, answering some of his very challenging questions and candidly stating her deepest personal convictions on the part of Zetha Rodriguez, the investigative journalist who spent the most time of all people in the world on this case, who befriended Professor Hernandez when he needed a knowledgeable listening ear, and who carried out extensive interviews with him over years, taking down scores of notebooks full of shorthand dialogue, commentary, and even dictated opinions, statements, and memoranda. She also became directly involved in the case she was investigating, when the extra-ears trial woman invited her to accompany the professor on one of the visits to the ET ship. Zethy is now finding all doors closed on this strange UFO contact case. The federal investigators refuse to divulge the results of their investigation. The family's private investigators will not release what they know about the case. And between the two investigation efforts, and their searches and confiscation of notes, memoranda and papers left by Professor Hernandez, little survives besides Zetha's stack of shorthand notebooks. This letter dated the 11th of August 1988 reveals Zetha's true inner feelings about this case, and even a little about the real Zetha herself. There is no doubt that Zethy is personally convinced of the reality and validity of this Mexican UFO contact case. She had come to accept some of the information communicated to the professor by his ET contacts, and could understand his deteriorating sense of hopelessness for this planet and its inhabitants. She is concerned that the extraterrestrial woman may be right, and that we have gone too far in our folly, and have made ourselves prey to other less benevolent beings from the depths of space. She thinks our danger is very real and that we must get this word out as soon as possible, so that the public may be forewarned in the hope that we can do something about the forecast situation. Here then is Zetha's letter. Mexico, D.F., the 11th of August 1988. Esteed Mr. Wendell, excuse me for not having written before, but I have continued investigations concerning the last days of Professor Hernandez. First I want to respond to your kind letters whose answer is behind. With respect to your letter of the 8th of March, I had told you that I would look for more notes on the writing about Kodiak, but I have found no more than that much I had sent on this detail. I tried again to interview Mrs. Hernandez, wife of the professor, but she wants to know nothing of me and does not want to talk to me. Her children refuse to discuss anything about their father. An investigation continues concerning a suspected murder, and obviously they hate all people who become interested in this case. I went to the National University, but they told me that not one page remained on his, Professor Hernandez, assignment there, since they only save papers for 5 years, after which they are microfilmed and sent to the general archives, but there they do not give out data, unless you carry SOS express solicitation, and if it is of legal or educational type. I visited Lick, Sullen and Gutierrez. I had introduced the professor to him in 1979. They were both talking about their mutual experiences when Sr. Solonen, it was, who said he was a contactee, and affirmed having known an extraterrestrial being called Garibi, who was 2 meters and 50 centimeters tall. At that time Professor Hernandez wanted to get acquitted with other people who, like he, had had some experience of this kind, and I introduced them. On that date both were conversing about their experiences, though I can tell you that the professor stimulated Lick Solomon to speak more about his experiences, limiting himself to listening. L.O.C. Solonen remembers Professor Hernandez very well, and told me that he was available to talk about his chats with him, whenever you desire. Concerning Augustine you asked about whether the professor had read anything any time about Meyer, I can tell you that at that time neither he nor I had much knowledge about the UFO phenomenon. I, for example, felt really disconcerted when they offered me the directorship of the magazine Revisionotny, because I was absolutely ignorant about all concerning UFOs, in 1978. 1 year later I met the professor, but I had searched out the manner of obtaining facts on UFOs. However, I had never obtained information about Meyer, until much time later. I believe that, if the professor had known of Meyer, he would have gone directly to Switzerland to meet him, because he was in Denmark in the beginning of the 80s, and also traveled to Paris, thus to him it would not have been difficult to travel there to meet him. But he, the professor, never had any knowledge of him, Meyer. Concerning what Meyer said about his book, Coming to Mexico, I never heard of it. Moreover, I don't know that there was any kind of publicity about it, and it likely would have been sold only in bookstores exclusively for the sale of books by foreigners, if there was one here. Before his experience with Laya, he never read about such things, due to the fact that in Mexico, there appeared a magazine called Duda. When I asked him why he had not gone to the publishers of those magazines, and why was he telling me, he said he thought that those magazines published only things of fiction, and that he had considered me, because I was a journalist and the others no. I asked him many times how one could tell if a person was telling the truth or was lying about his experiences with extraterrestrials. Then he made this observation. The emotions reflect it, and through the eyes, look at them directly, while listening to the narrative. Point. And through the voice, listen for breaks in the words. Point. A real contactee finds it difficult to disguise the emotion which charges him when he relives his experience. Point. The eyes do not lie. Under this perspective I interviewed at that time various contactees. None of them spoke to me like the professor, including coming to observe in his looks a very special brilliance. I met people who said they were contactees, and who seemed to have learned by memory what they said, and could repeat it time and again. Point. The professor was different every time he narrated some remembered details, things, events, and it was as if reviewing his experience would bring up more interesting things. I remember also having seen him weep one time, of emotion, upon remembering his trips on the ship, and he wrote a small note in his diary, almost the last, which said this. Ellipsis points. Once we left the orbit of Earth, I looked at the blue planet and felt, as if in some manner, the space that surrounds us had newly conceived me. I felt an injection of vigor inside me, as if suddenly I had been changed into another man. I felt like I had been born again, but not at a physiological level so much as at a mental level. My mind expanded and the concept that I held of the cosmos grew in such a manner that I felt a little alone before such planetary and my own pride disappeared before such grandiosity. I don't know how to define this exactly, but at that moment it seemed to me that man is not of his own mental dimension. Man is much more than a simple body that only lasts a few years. We have become parasites who gobble up one another, and worse still, devour a planet that does not belong to us. We destroy not only our exterior, but also our interior, because we do not have the courage to look up above and see before us that vastness of our own small universe. As thinking beings, we have a great opportunity for a prodigious reach through our minds. We will soon have the great opportunity to encounter an intergalactic society coming all the time closer to us. Point. In fact, they are already here. And we seem indifferent. Point. As if we do not want to acknowledge their existence. Our minds, nevertheless, denies expansion to conceive the knowledge that we must bring to the category of intelligent men, with which these extraterrestrial races could establish relations with easily, but we are losing this opportunity in some corner of our limited brain. Point. For which, though I am only a grain of sand in this immensity of space, I propose to reach a position of mental vibration beyond own feelings, and finally coming to know how small is the humanity who lives enveloped in a mental greatness that he still does not perceive. How marvelous the universe is! Point. It is a pity that we are losing the opportunity to know infinite new roads. The professor wrote in those last days notes like this, and I felt that in the course of time he had attained a special sensitivity through a cosmic consciousness concerning the existence of the human being. He came to understand the futility of war and the great lacks, not only economically, but socially as well, affecting the human being. For the grandness of feelings the professor showed in those last days, it pains me to think that people like Meyer dare to opinion so lightly, and to doubt a man he knows nothing about, nor could he even try to say that the professor is lying. Is it because he doubts his own experience and the possibility that it has existed so long? Is it that he has had no real contact, and for that doubts that others have had them? Because the professor said there are more human beings on the earth who have had extraterrestrial contacts, and he affirmed that he was not the only one. How did he come to know of one such Billy in the manner in which he knew him? For that, and through your letters I have meditated much in this respect. The idea that the experience of the professor must be compared to a book of theories by Billy seems to me unjust, for how much really are the two things opposite? I who knew the professor know that he would never have doubted the words of Billy, because he himself lived his own experience and did not doubt that others also would have had an experience of the same type. Ellipsis points to him it did not seem impossible nor incredible. Point. Because to him had occurred something outside of the common. Then why not accept that others also have lived something special, something outside of the common? I have nothing against Billy, nor am I a UFO authority to judge. It is simply my humble opinion that, if he did not know Professor Hernandez, he could opinion absolutely nothing about him. However, that which I have seen about Meyer and his experience surprises me. Some years ago I was sent a cassette and there I had the opportunity to know you, S.R. Wendell. I have saved it, because much of what it says has come to confirm that extraterrestrial beings have always been on our planet, nothing more than even those same contactees deny that others have had the same experiences so, as not to obscure their own events. Concerning whether the experience of Professor Hernandez is or is not a lie, hoax, time itself will tell us, if it is not that we already have of evidence of intentions of invasion. The same professor spoke of a chemical war that would be brought or be faced with extraterrestrial races, and this we are already coming to. With respect to the question in your last letter sent on the 17th of July, which I must tell you I received only yesterday, for which I have not written, but you asked me if the Señora Hernandez had returned me any more information. No, she has returned me nothing, and nobody, except those nearest relatives, have access to the information on the investigation. I have thought, and am convinced, that the professor merits separate mention apart, concerning his history. I also would like to see the book ended. May I ask one extra favor? Please mention my complete name Zithra Origus Monchiel, to see if through this, sometime, in same place, the professor will see it and write me or try to get into contact with me, okay? This is all for now, without other particular, I say goodbye. Sincerely, Zithra Rodriguez. That personal letter to a fellow researcher is very revealing in that it expresses the individual honesty and good faith of a dedicated person diligently seeking the truth herself. She is dismayed and piqued at the audacity of anybody challenging the sincerity and integrity of a most responsible and highly respected man, a veritable pillar of truth in his country, before he began to reveal his experiences with the extraterrestrials. And Zithi is in fact justified, because how can anybody judge the realities of another without undertaking an in-depth on-site investigation of all the facts in the case? We are far more inclined to read the facts for ourselves than to accept the unsupported pronouncements of anybody else, and we recommend this to all. This then is the bizarre story of Professor R.N. Hernandez of Mexico, who disappeared without a trace in the middle of this investigation, and who has not turned up anywhere since. Publisher.